Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today we have absolutely nothing prepared.
We don't even have note cards.
We don't.
We have nothing.
Yeah, we don't have anything prepared. And we just went to a little bar. We had a couple of drinks. What were we sipping on?
Chardonnay for happy hour.
Chardonnay, of course. And I'm feeling it kick in now because we had to chug.
What? I felt the Chardonnay kick in a long time ago.
No, I was felt... like,
why am I lit? Bro, wine will always get you there. Wine will sneak up on you like nothing else. Wine will have you passed out, blacked out, woken up in the middle of the night like
2020. That's all I drank. And then I had to actually chill because I started getting up to like two bottles of wine by
during
myself.
COVID?
Yes.
Facts. Same.
Even a little after COVID. Not going to lie.
COVID really produced some like at-home alcoholics. Like,
100%. 100%. Yeah. I'm sure that we have new alcoholics because of COVID. COVID caused a lot of things. Probably alcoholics.
COVID caused,
got serious quick.
COVID caused alcoholism. It also...
Alcoholism.
Oh my God.
Please don't pronounce it like alcoholism.
Alcoholism. Is that me? So
wait. We need a moment for Shy's hair. Hold on. Can we get a moment for the dress? Period. Look
Wait,
at
zoom
hair.
In on this, Kaden.
Big Bob, big
Oh,
Bob.
We can't see it on there? Oh, can we make sure we see what we're zoomed into? Yes. Okay, cool. Perfect. Bobbiana.
Ooh, look at that, Bob. Hold on. Look at the movement. One thing about it. Look at the silk. Look at the silk. Look at the movement. Yeah, y'all hair don't move like
Honestly,
that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I literally woke up today and was like, I just need something different. You know, I've been saying that for a long time. I've been like, I need something different. Me and her both got blonde wigs coming on the way. My hair was great. Like, I had more split ends than a divorce court.
Funny. No, just kidding.
No, but I literally was like, I just want something different. And I'm like, honestly, I love it. So I look so professional. Y'all know I want to act my age now.
And we go see how it looks after 2 days.
I'm I know, right? Literally, I'm like, look, I'm not taking a shower for 2 days. Pussy going to be smelling like last night.
You're like, no steam will infiltrate
this bomb.
No steam,
nothing. I'm not going to Pilates. I'm not doing anything. No, I love it, though.
That
Why
is
I thought that
silky...
was a cat underneath there?
I'm crying.
I'm a little too drunk.
I'm a little tipsy right now. Right, I'm not going to lie. Damn, I wish we had more. I wish we could get more drunk.
Kaden, do you have any drugs or alcohol?
You got
just
any
kidding.
Alcohol in here? Drugs? You have liquor? There's alcohol? For real? Kaden, for real? Tell the truth right now.
50-50, there's Maker's Mark over there.
I'm not drinking that. No.
I dare you to take a shot of it.
I dare you to take a shot.
I will if you do.
All right.
Go do it.
Wow.
Go grab it.
This is the problem.
This is how easily we're convinced. This
Bro,
is the problem.
All you got to do is not even grab my arm. You just got to...
Look, gotta, I didn't even got all
right. Why not?
Maker's Mark. Let's do it. Yeah, it's a celebration.
Maker's Mark, where is it?
She has a new bob, y'all.
Kaden is a liar.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that'll make you look like the gym. Sneakers and streetwear are so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentic experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, every stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into these sneakers, put on that watch, get your real glow up on, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that your feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to be a
so
little.
So they lied.
Yeah, a little. Whatever.
That's the problem, though. I don't
but
know
But now
when
you
to
see
stop.
How easily convinced we are.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Literally, we
it
play rock,
nothing.
Paper, scissors to take a shot. And if we both lose, we still win because we're both going to take the shot.
Yeah. But what were we talking about? Oh, your bob.
Oh, me being grown? Me being a grown woman? Honestly, I'm saying girls because
I'm gonna have heat damage because I think I look beautiful. I think anybody with curly hair knows what I'm saying when I say you just feel different with flat ironed hair. You feel grown. You feel sexy. You feel sophisticated. You feel, you know what I'm saying? Curly hair makes you feel cute. Like I'm dainty. Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah.
But look at me. Watch this.
Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, I love the straight hair, but like also I am... I know what's going to happen. You're going to be like, why did I do that? I fried my fucking curls. Why would I do such a thing? And I get it. I get it. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
You know, honestly, I knew I was going to have a bob phase the moment I cut my hair and started crying. I literally knew.
You were like, oh, whatever.
I just know, I know it's going to happen. So yeah. We just might as well live through it right now. You know what I'm saying? So that was a part of my week.
Whoa. I'm yawning. What?
Dick in your mouth while you're yawning. I'm gone. Gutter, why they started me?
Who is that?
Lil Wayne.
Oh. Oh, the goat. Why are you coughing like that? What's going on with my week? I mean, I guess relationship issues. God, are you okay?
You took the water to, y'all, she's going on live on her phone, so she took the water to record it, so.
Are you okay? Because there's more waters right there if you need one.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I like that.
Yeah.
So what's going on in your relationship?
I mean, I think we're just, you know, hitting a little rough patch.
How many months are y'all at?
7.
That's where they start. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah. 7. It's not a bad rough patch. It's actually quite simple. We just keep bickering about stupid shit. But, I mean... He's so great. He's so amazing.
And when I say they, I'm like, I'm not talking about him or you in general. I'm talking about literally like just like the bickering, like you really getting to know somebody on a different level.
Oh, so it's like, I feel like that's where we are.
Yeah.
Like, it's like now we're so comfortable with each other. It's like all the little things that might annoy you about a person are coming out. And like, it's never me. I'm just kidding. Just joking. It's never been me. Why are you coughing like that?
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I am okay.
If you have a sickness, you need to tell me.
Bronchitis.
Do you for real? Because you remember I just had bronchitis, I think.
No. But to your relationship, their arguments are stupid.
Yeah, we have the dumbest. I think
Winter be exaggerating about it. I'm like, girl, please. Like, the thing
I... argue about the dumbest shit.
Yeah, it don't even be anything. And I'm like, I think I honestly do. And I don't say this about a lot of men. I don't know if he's pulling the wool over my eyes or not. But, like,
no.
I'm not going to lie to you. He genuinely just seems like a good person, a good man. I'm like, these are stupid little arguments that can be...
It's the dumbest argument.
It's the dumbest shit ever. It really is.
And that's the thing. I should be thankful. I should be thankful that I don't have no dog.
You
ass.
Have real, you know, I know you have real things that are real issues. Like, I understand what you're saying. But the thing that I tell you all the time is that we all do. It's going to always be something.
Yeah.
And I feel like the something you have right now is way better than the something these niggas can give you. You know what I'm saying?
100%. So I already know that. But that's why I'm like, I'm so thankful for my man, because it's just like,
they didn't even say they love each other yet.
You could put, why would screen. You say they, that? You could
put on full screen, Kaden. They didn't even Shut say they love life. Each other yet.
Oh, we shoot. Can't even edit anything.
Oh yeah, but they didn't even say they love each other. But I'm like, I'd be telling her, I was like, love him. Look, I'd be like, say it right now. Yeah, love you.
We have not said I love you yet. God damn, why would you say that?
What?
Now my business is out there in the world.
But it's the one who wanted to be on live.
I know, it's okay. Because I'm trying to try something new for us.
I feel like the only live we should ever be on is Patreon Live.
Yeah, but there's going to be... you guys, go subscribe to the Patreon. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. But anyways, yeah, no, we have not yet because we are, I don't know, I just...
Taking things slow, which I adore.
This is the most take-it-slow relationship I've ever been in. And it's also the most healthy relationship I've ever been in. So it's like, it's just very different for me because I've even had men try to force me to tell them that I love them. And I don't like that because it's like, I'm not going to say something I don't mean. I do love the man that I'm in a relationship, but what? Why are you?
You said you do love the man you're in a relationship.
No, I do love him. I love him. He's amazing. He's an amazing man. But I don't know.
I remember a guy told me he loved me first and I wasn't there yet. And we ended up being in a long ass relationship. Mm-hmm. I was just like, you do.
Yeah.
And then there was another time where I'm like, I said it kind of like, I was like,
I love you.
Yeah. I know. I said said it first. I know. And I was like, I don't know. So, you know, it could go either way. And I feel like he feels the same way you do. And I feel like it's just growing pains.
No, I think we definitely love each other. But, like, I think that we're just, like, we're just taking it slow. Like, we are. Sometimes I forget that we've been together for this long.
Like, I hope this is your one. I'm not even going to lie to you. Am I being too much right now? But I literally, I feel like when in relationships like that, like, the woman is always the one. If you see, like, these interviews or these things like that where women be like, I don't know, I wasn't really feeling him at first. Yeah. This and that.
No,
and then they
end up being married. I love that. I don't want to put that out there because I am feeling him.
Yeah, like, no, I know. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Like, I know what I have. But, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, since we've been bickering, I've been, like, so scared. Like, today, like, you know, we had, like, this conversation and I was just, like, I was so scared. Like, I was like, oh, my God, are we about to break up? And, like, he was like, no, we're not going to break up. But I was just, like, so scared to lose him. And I was like, I don't want to lose
him. Get your shit together.
Yeah, I don't want to lose him. And, like, you know, whatever. We have, like, little things. But, like, this shit be dumb. It honestly be dumb as fuck. Like, it don't be nothing serious. But
the thing that I like about both of you is that y'all are willing to communicate and you communicate effectively and like you get past the problem effectively. And I love that. And it's very mature. And
I know I'm drunk because I'm over here leaning on the chair like this. Like I'm just, we're in a full conversation.
Yeah, I'm not even acting like we're honestly, recording. But that's what podcasts are. It be just us two. Like they're like, you know what I'm saying? It is a good, cool thing that like we're all incorporating this together. But when I watch podcasts lately, it be just like them two.
Yeah.
I love it. Lean into me, baby.
First of all, I was leaning it away
from you. No, lean into me.
No, but yeah, what was the argument? Oh, the argument we had got into, I don't really think this is a huge deal, but so I could talk about it. This is how dumb it be. But it was like, you know, my man is, he's going to a new team probably. We're not, I can't really, I don't want to say no details at all. He's might be going to somewhere new after a long time. We don't know for sure. We don't know really what's going on. So, you know, we're supposed to find out in the next few days. And, you know, I've been kind of like on him, like, when are we going to find out? When are we going to find out?
Yeah.
And he was like, he had said something that I thought was so fucking rude. He was just like, calm down. I don't like repeating myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
excuse me?
Who the fuck are you talking to? Like, you know, like, and it's just like, don't burst my bubble when, like, I'm excited for, you know, something.
And what I said in that stance, I could completely understand because it's, like, it's also, like, I feel embarrassed because I'm happy and you're just, like, kind of, like, shutting me down in a sense. Like, don't piss on my parade, like, of our parade.
Yeah, don't piss on it.
But also in the same sense, what I would say to you, like, I love playing devil's advocate. I really do. And it's just, like.
Okay, Melissa.
Who's Melissa?
My mom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know because, my mom.
I didn't know you said it differently. I love Miss Melissa.
Yeah.
But devil's advocate to me is like he has a lot going on too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then we had a whole long conversation and I know he has a lot on his plate. And I felt guilty after that because I was like, I made this a huge deal.
Yeah.
And then it's like my man is going through so much right now.
Exactly. And men, you know? And men do not share everything that they're going through because they feel like women aren't as receptive to
it. No, he knows that I'm receptive, but one thing about my man is he likes to feel like he can do it all. He's Superman. He got it. He gonna make sure I'm good, I'm happy, I'm taken care of. Like, he don't want me to worry about nothing.
What's not to love?
I know. He's amazing. But, like, so, you know, when there's things that we have going on, he's just, like, he doesn't like it. He likes us to be good. And he does a really good effort as, like, being a good man to me to make sure. Like, I can genuinely say, like, I've been with my man for 7 months. I've never been in a relationship for this long where it's, like, my man hasn't, like, made me cry off of something he's doing or something like that.
Which is a gem, really is.
It's like, how could you do that to me? Never experienced that.
Yeah.
You know how people get on Instagram and they post their man for the first time and they're like, I know we've had our ups and downs and we've been through hell and back.
I don't give a what I'm doing in my life. I will never say that.
I cannot say that. Like, I literally cannot say that because my man, one thing about him, he has never put me through no damn hell and he has not, you know, our ups and downs have been.
Yeah.
Me. It hasn't been up. Since, like nothing. Our shit is nothing.
And I've definitely had some ups and some downs, but I still will never go on a caption and be like,
I know we done been through hell and back.
Hell no. I will never do that.
Right.
And you know what's crazy? So I went out with one of my friends the other day, and I'm talking about one of my best friends, Bijan. Yeah. And we were talking.
Love Bijan. Shout out Bijan.
Shout out to Bijan. We love Bijan. And we were talking about, I was saying, I'm like, I'm on such a great streak right now in my relationship. Mm-hmm. And mind you, she is our married friend. Yes. She's married. She has a kid, a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And like, I honestly have been through the ringer in my relationship. I'm not going to lie to you. We didn't have some ups. We didn't have some downs. We didn't have some arounds. But this is kind of like the best we've kind of ever been. Mm-hmm. I've not argued with him since like December.
Oh, my God. December. Okay. Now
when I put my hands on him. But I'm just kidding.
She's not lying. No. Sometimes you just got to.
Sometimes you got to really put forth a little more effort. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm talking about.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that. But no, so we haven't, and she kind of burst the f- out of my bubble.
Why?
Because I was like, we've been on such a great streak.
Yeah.
She was like, okay. She was like, would you want to be on a great streak or a great relationship? I was like, in that sense,
something to think about. That is something to think about.
That is something to really think about. But in that sense, I'm like, who's to say that? After all of the trials, the tribulations, the ups, the downs, that we don't really come to a place of connection.
Right. No,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody has a different time frame. Everybody has a different relationship. Everybody's relationship is different. And I always feel like I'm not going to compare my relationship to anybody else's because just like bodies, just like fingerprints, different. You can't do it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can't.
But she did hit me with the, I was like, ooh.
That whacked me over there.
It did. I was like.
Hold on.
I was like, you're right. I should break up with him tonight.
No. But I mean, it's something you should think about if y'all ever end up being in a bad patch again. It's like, is this what it's going to be? Good patch, bad patch, good patch. I mean, I understand kind of my relationship a little because like we're still hella new.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, once you get past that 3 year mark, it's kind of like, I know this person.
Exactly.
Now.
And I feel like that's kind of where we're at. It's in a sense of like, we know that we're going to be together. So what are we even arguing about? And in the moment, anything that is an issue, it's addressed and it's nipped in the bud. And it's like we both express ourselves effectively now to where we like we don't have anything to question later on.
Right.
And I'm like, why did it take so f-ing long to get here? Like, why did it take forever to me? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like I was in the beginning of the stages of like we were great. I don't want to keep talking about my relationship. This is a lot.
You always do this. Every time you get deep into what you're talking about.
I'm sweating and I don't want my hair to be pressed out.
Oh, yeah.
To
calm down, baby girl. You don't want your hair to puff up.
I don't because it will.
You're only 60% white. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I be thinking my jokes are so funny.
Yeah. Wait, say another joke.
Here's a joke.
Okay. I need some water.
Before we continue with the episode, we just wanted to take a second to give you a little bit of info on our sponsors, Via Hemp. So actually, I have been experiencing the Via Hemp lately since we've started having them on the podcast and having them sponsor our episodes. I've actually took it upon myself to...
I seen the love compatibility one open in your apartment today.
Yes, it's called the High Love one.
Mm-hmm.
So my man and I took that, and that was amazing. And then the other day, I took just a regular CBD, no THC gummy.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I did the same one.
Had a great sleep. You know, I'm not a big THC girl, but, like, the CBD, it's great. It's literally sitting by my bed. We did the High Love. I think it's an edible.
It's considered edible. So did you feel like it enhanced your sexual experience?
Loved it. Really? It enhanced everything. It was amazing. And I have a bunch of them at home, and I'm going to let my friends just, like, come try them as well. I've literally been calling my friends and been like, this is amazing. You have to try it. So this is, like, our genuine experiences with this product, and we love it. So,
and I'm taking mine to New York with my boyfriend tonight.
Period. So we'll see what happens.
So be sure to check out Via Hemp. Let the gummies work their magic. If you're 21 plus, check out the link to Via in our description and use the code Behind the Likes to receive 15% off plus a free sample. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with the High Love from Via Hemp. And don't forget to use the code Behind the Likes. Wait, so what's the first thing?
What?
Kelsey speaking about Meg Thee Stallion case?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm sick of that f-ing case, if I'm going to be honest.
I am too.
Yeah, like I'm really tired of it. Like,
I'm tired of the case. I don't care. I literally don't care about the details. Okay, he shot her and he's in jail now. May we all move on? He had enough evidence against him that he has to sit in jail because he obviously did the crime, so he's doing it time.
Exactly.
So what else? What else is there to talk about?
And really everything weird. That she said, we already know. Like we've
she
already
didn't say
known.
Shit. She didn't say. She danced around it.
She danced around everything, and it's like. Why are you doing this, bitch? Do you not want to go to jail, too? Like, what is it? Are you
no,
an accomplice?
My thing,
what's the thing?
My thing is, don't speak out if you're not going to say shit. Like, you did this whole, oh, my gosh, yeah. They probably paid her well.
Actually. And she only spoke out about things that we literally already knew about this, like, about Megan and Tori and that situation.
Yes.
So it's like, tell us something we don't already know.
And here's
know.
My thing. I'm not taking sides. Well, I am taking the women's side, of course. I'm not taking Tori's side because he shot her. There's plenty of evidence. That's why he's sitting in prison. But I'm not taking Megan's or Kelsey's side because I don't know the details. And quite frankly, I think that people are so quick to jump to conclusions about what happened and, oh my God, Kelsey's such a bad friend. I don't know what that bitch did.
They said Kelsey's nothing. A bad friend because of what?
I don't know.
She's a bad... To me...
They're saying that Tori paid her off to basically say she don't know what happened and... blah, blah, blah. And I don't know the details. I know what people in the industry say behind the scenes. I know what people behind the scenes in the industry say who don't like Megan. Mm-hmm. And then I know what people in the industry behind the scenes say who don't like Tori. And it's all just stories combating each other. So it's just like, I don't know what to believe. I wasn't there. I don't really give a fuck. I do think that Tori shot her. There was evidence.
Yeah, I agree
and
with
that.
And
that's it. That's it. Like, that's all there really is to say.
What I do not agree with, and you know how I feel about this, in any friendship, there should be no backdooring over a nigga. There should be no
but
backdooring.
But we don't know if that's
we
true.
We don't know if that's true or not, but she definitely did. Megan
she
even said on the stand that she did have sex with Tori Lanez. And the timeline was that Kelsey was with Tori first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kelsey
so
just
that
came
to me
on
is
the,
like...
Kelsey just came on the show and that thing and was like, it had nothing to do with what everybody thinks.
Yeah, and I seen that. So I'm like, what is really the
and
real
And if it's
issue?
Like, if that was the issue, then if that was not the issue, then what was the issue? But she did say, oh, yeah, I found out that night. But I don't know what she was fucking talking about. Because first of all, I didn't watch this shit. Because
I don't
she tipped
believe nobody.
Every clip I watched, she was tiptoeing around it. Everything I saw of them saying was she didn't say nothing. She was tiptoeing. So I don't really give a it is what it is, and I don't know who was fucking who and who wasn't fucking who, but quite frankly, it's messy. And if you shot a woman, you deserve to sit in jail. You could have killed
do.
That girl.
You
could. He could have killed that girl. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Like, it's just that's what it is from my perspective.
I love how we be having half the information and still speak on it.
I know, but... We can't.
Because honestly, the thing about
but
it
I
is...
But I think we're just saying that we can't really speak on it.
We can't really speak on it, but also we really... I know it's our job now mm-hmm. to speak on these things, but we really mm-hmm. just do not care enough to. We really
to
just
God.
Don't care enough to do
I
it. And that's
God.
Why I'm like, we need to have other segments included in this, like some finance time, some other shit, because I'm tired of digging deep into people's business. And it's just
when
like,
I don't
care
a
about
fuck.
It.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, like,
neither
we really don't.
Really
like.
Care.
I'd be like, all right, what are we going
to
talk about?
Like, speaking of, people keep wanting us to talk about Natalie Nunn and Curtis, her side dude or whatever. I don't give two. Everybody knows this about me. I don't give two shits about Natalie Nunn. I've been known that her husband was a cheater, and I've been known that she's a damn cheater.
Wait, so her husband was a cheater first?
They probably both was cheating. I don't know. They both trifling weirdos. I don't know, nor do I goddamn care. Okay, well, Natalie Nunn getting okay, big fucking whoop.
Okay.
That's not news. Huh? Oh, yeah, we got to edit the curse words
yeah,
out. Sorry. But, like, yeah, nope, I don't give a flip. I don't give a flying frisbee.
I literally.
And people are like, yeah, talk about this. Okay.
That's but we do. I understand that it is our job to talk about these things, and we do have to, and we do appreciate y'all input on things that you want to hear.
I have a premonition, and I can't wait. My premonition is that the whole Zeus Network and everybody included is going to fall miserably with a major lawsuit. And I can't personally wait for the day. I can't wait. I mean, you know, I don't really like anyone over there.
You know, okay, wait, so let me
tell you. I've never really been a hater, but recently I've been in my hater bag. And, like, I just want them to feel. I think they're all ignorant.
Feels
they're,
to be a hater.
Yeah, it's just, I don't care if that's hating.
So, wait, I did tell you about baddies shot a clock when they came to my job.
Oh, yeah. Natalie came up to you at the bar.
Yeah. So okay, y'all. Also, by the way, I've been unemployed for a week and I've done.
been I'm unemployed done, for a
you know, we filmed a lot of podcast stuff. Actually, for the Patreon, there's a lot. We really were in our Patreon bag this week. We have, like, filmed. We put forth, like, 5 different videos in
we
that
We actually
Patreon.
Just got blacked out drunk and went to karaoke. And actually, let's insert a clip right now.
Rich baby daddy. If y'all don't know this song, you just... Everybody, y'all are all here to have a good motherfucking time. So let's have a good fucking time. We're not here to judge. We're having a fucking time.
Now that you guys are back, please go subscribe to the Patreon. We had a grand ball. Shy actually tore a muscle. She's still
I did pain. Tear a muscle, and I really am walking with a limp.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, go
but
check that out.
That's just me being unemployed and just drinking and then going to get my life together in the next week. So, but when I was bartending, because I'm not anymore. So when I was bartending, Natalie came to the bar with the baddies, baddies shot o'clock. And look, and obviously... Y'all beef is goes a long way, but she obviously knows exactly who I am because we're here together. Like, I've incorporated my little chin jokes, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I've said a few things, but I've never been really disrespectful. So I'm just like, this is my job. This is where, this is my, I have to be professional in this situation. So I'm just like, hi, what can I get? And so she's really actually extremely nice. You know, mm-hmm. like more nice than someone would normally be, like just mm-hmm. extremely nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm just not going to do anything less. I'm going to just give you your shots and I'm going to keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. So one of my other coworkers who knows none of the anything behind the scenes right. that's going on, she comes up and is just like, yeah, let's take some shots. Let's right. do this tonight. And I'm like this.
Like, I must remain.
I must remain. Because I don't know what type of beef is going to go down right now. I don't know what's going on. And it's a lot of them and it's one of me in this situation. But I'm still just like, let's remain professional. So she actually tipped. She was like, all right, let me just tip y'all real quick. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just thinking in my head. I'm like, all right, cool. So she gives me $200 and she's like, she says this. Oh, you like me now? I'm like, bitch. I don't like you at all anymore.
Look,
don't try to play me. Look. Do not try to give me that money because I don't want it, but I'm going to take it. But literally, that's and funny. I was just like, okay, that was very petty. And I didn't say anything to it. I was just cool the whole time. And I just felt like people were like recording the situation. I'm like, I don't know what this is going to be.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. But I just felt like they were all pretty cool and pretty chill. And I'm glad it didn't get to anything like worse than that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like... I mean, honestly, in person, I don't know her like that, but in person, she seemed very calm and collected. But on
maybe
the internet.
Maybe she acts like herself in person. And a white woman from Sacramento.
And that's what I was about to say. On the internet, she seems completely like different.
Well, let me not say a white woman because she is a mixed woman, but let me say a biracial woman from Sacramento. That's how she, or is she even, she's from the suburbs.
It was just confusing to me. I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to react in this situation. I really am.
I would have went like this to her $200.
Should I have done that?
Yeah, you should have, honestly.
I took it, but I gave it to my bartender. I was just like, I literally was like, here you go.
Never will I accept your coins, you evil witch! No, just kidding.
Look, I was like this.
Look, but keep it on the low. No, I won't tell Winter if you don't.
Honestly, hell no. You were the first person I told. I was like, hell no, this is not about to be no shit with me. But it was just, it's just weird seeing people in different elements and then seeing her online, like, going in about her relationship and going in about, like, a lot of different shit about we on a break, we on this, we on that.
Who fucking cares? You've been getting and so is your man. Who fucking cares? Y'all both are cheaters. It's been going on for years and years and years and years. Can I say, look, this is probably the only thing I'll ever say that I can agree with you on, Miss Chin. I mean, I get it. Y'all been together for a long time. Like, you know, like, I get it. I completely understand. So I'm not completely against what she's saying. Y'all, sometimes he does his thing. Sometimes you do your thing. Y'all are still married. Okay. But, I mean, I still hate you, so I'm going to say you're a dirty bitch. So I'm I don't care.
Just be in an open relationship to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, just be in an open relationship. They're clearly in an open relationship.
So you think it's clearly an open relationship?
Yes, obviously.
She said it was a break. Yeah.
The fuck? Come on now, bro. Like, let's be serious. And who gives a fuck? Who fucking cares about her or her husband?
Would you have an open relationship?
If I was married for as long as they've been married and I didn't want to, like, miss out on my... Okay, because, like, let's be real. Natalie Nunn obviously did BGC and stuff for years, but Natalie is having like a little comeback moment in the Raggedy community.
She is.
And she's having her little moment right now. And I love that for her. Like I'm pro women. Actually, I guess I'm pro witch in this situation because she's not really a woman in my eyes. But you know, she's having her little moment. And of course, it's like they've been together for so long. Like, they probably are bored. I would be bored after 12, 15 years, however long it's been. I would be a little bored. Not gonna lie.
So, you know, to me.
And if my man was like her man, and no shade to him, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but like, he's just not really that guy, I guess. So she's probably like, oh, well, I guess
the guy she was cheating with wasn't either.
The guy I guess she was cheating with wasn't either. Well, I mean, who is she gonna fuck? Come on, let's be real. Who's fucking her?
That guy, Curtis.
So that speaks volumes. So, oh, and Scotty, the girl Scotty, her friend.
She has sex with.
I guess they'd be eating each other's pussies or something. I don't know.
This is too much tea for me. I don't have any. I don't.
That's what I heard. Actually, I really don't like talking about these bitches. I mean, I do know these things, whatever, but do I care? I don't care. So let's move on to the next topic.
What's the next topic?
I forgot. Let's check.
Okay. This is all over the place, is it? I don't know. They're going to shit on us this episode. Wow.
Okay, what was your worst celebrity / influencer encounter? Could be anybody.
I've never had one. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Really?
I've never had one.
I probably had many.
When I was at Avra, I was a bartender still there, but like people were waiting on J-Lo's table and they said she was a complete.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, she wouldn't even look at the serve. She wouldn't even look at them. Like, she had other people talk for her. You know what I'm saying? So I heard that, but I've never personally had any negative experience with anyone. When I met Beyonce in 2019, she was amazing. She said that I was funny. She loved me.
I'm sorry.
I was like, hey, Beyonce, it's so nice to meet you. I was like, I love you. I was like, they call me Cheyonce. She was like, they do. I was like, no. And she was like, you funny.
Did she laugh at you?
She did. She laughed at me. And I was like, oh, my God. She confirmed it. I'm so funny. I could be a comedian at this point.
What was
your worst celebrity experience?
Okay, the only one that comes to my mind right now, because it's recent, It was like during Halloween. I'm not going to say her name, but I'll give a hint.
What's the hint?
I'm going to give the hint. You know what I'm talking about. But it sucked for me because I really liked her. Like, I genuinely did. We have a kind of a similar background story. And I even reached out to her before I wrote my first book. And I was like, hey, like, I've seen you written a book before. And, you know, we have a similar background. Whatever the fuck I said, I probably told her, like, I was a stripper at 17. Like, you know, all this stuff. We have a lot, like, kind of, like, in common as far as our backstory. And I asked to send her a book after it was written. I had DM'd her and I said, you know, hey, thank you. Keep in mind, I don't be giving a fuck about people. So, like, when I'm like, you know, I like this person or whatever the case may be, it's like, to me, I'm like, oh, that's why I just don't want to meet nobody that I'm think, oh, we relate, or, oh, you know, I just don't. So I DM'd her after I wrote my book and I was like, hey, like, you know, I just want to let you know, thank you for the advice that you gave me to help me write my first book. Cause she did give me one solid piece of advice. And then I was like, can I send you a book? Read it, no response. I was like, all right, whatever, you know, it's cool. I'm not going to dwell. And then, some guy was trying to do business with me and I don't really, it was like some shifty type business. And I was speaking to another, like a music artist, and she was like, no, like I do business with him. And then the girl who I'm talking about, what should we call her? We can call her. DM'd me and was like, yeah, like you should work with him. Like he's good, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, but what is the work? It was never clear to me. Like it seemed like some weird, like scammy shit. I'm not going to lie. So I was like, okay, but what's the work? Like, you know, like what?
So you had all these interactions over online.
This is all via DM.
Okay.
So, once I was like, okay, girl, like, okay, sis, but like, what does he do? Like, what is the work that he's trying to do? Like, you know, type shit. Like, she wouldn't answer me or whatever. Keep in mind, we've had these conversations via DM. I'm pretty sure you know who I am. I'm pretty sure you've seen who I am on the internet or in passing. Actually, I know she knows who I am because I slapped my ex-boyfriend in front of her years ago. And she, come on. I mean, we live in LA.
I remember years ago you punched a girl. This is before it was even cool. I was like, I like her.
Wait, why did I punch? Where did I punch a girl?
You punched.
Oh my God. At what's his name's birthday party?
It was some birthday party, and I was like, I think she's cool.
I forgot about that. Damn. Anyways, so yeah. So basically that had happened. So then I seen her on Halloween. I seen Miss on Halloween. Mm-hmm. And
I'm crying at Miss.
I went up to her, like we were passing each other. So I was like, hey, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I still want to give you my book or whatever the fuck I said. And she was like, what's your name? And I was like, oh, this is the game, the LA game we're playing. Yeah. And I was like, okay, let me feed into it. I'm like, oh, I'm Winter. And she was like, oh, Winter. Okay, get my assistant's info. All right. And I'm like, bitch, it ain't never been that motherfucking yeah. deep. Okay. Like, I don't even, like, here's the thing. I'm a cool ass bitch. You feel me? Like, in real life, I'm a cool ass bitch. I know people have their little things that they say about yeah. me on the internet, but if you know me, you know I'm a real cool bitch. And on top of that, I'm a real bitch.
Yeah.
So, like, for you, don't try to fake pump with me and do that weird ass shit. Like,
she did play in your face.
Yeah,
she
and I'm did. Like, okay.
It could have easily went completely different. I'm like, oh, yeah, we've talked to each other in the DMs.
Come on.
Like, you know, the no big way. Pet peeve of mine is when people act like they don't know you or you have to introduce somebody yes. multiple times. And it's like, babe, I'm literally 5'11". Right. I'm beautiful as you will never meet another bitch like me. So, please don't act like you've
and,
never met me
and
before.
And that happened to me, too, with another person in New York. She's a big person kind
of.
Oh,
I was here for this one.
Yeah, you were there.
We'll call her.
So when we were in New York, me and Chai were actually together. Do you remember that?
I remember this.
Her assistant comes up to me and is like, oh my God, Winter, we've been trying to get in contact with you. We want to send you this for her line and blah, blah, blah. Keep in mind, we're at the same party with her assistant and her. So they're together. So she finally comes over, Miss, we'll call her New York, whatever, Miss New York. And she's like, oh, hi. What is she? She was like, what's your name? Or some shit like that.
I think they just be trying to like, I think it's also their age showing because they are significantly older than you for one. And then I think it's trying to like.
It's trying to little girl you.
Yeah, I was
it's trying to little girl you.
Like, hey, babe.
Like, yeah, in the industry, that is trying to little girl you. Like, yeah. When you're like, what's your name again? But you know my motherfucking name. Yeah. Your assistant just came up to me and was like, we know you. We've been trying to reach out to you yeah. to send you this shit so you can promote it. Yeah. So that's the thing that I don't like about this industry shit. All these bitches are fake as fuck, bro. Like, they're fake. They're industried out. And I'm not an industry bitch. Like, I'm just not point blank. I don't give a if you see me going viral for this or that or people talking shit or people love me or whatever the case may be, when you see me in person, bitch, act like a real bitch, period. Yeah. Especially if you claim to be one.
Yeah.
The crunch time is real life.
What I do respect about celebrities or people in a higher status, even if they don't have to introduce themselves, mm-hmm. they still do. And I feel like that is a sense of humility.
And that's okay to yeah. introduce yourself. But if you know exactly who I am yeah. and then your assistant just told me that yeah. you know exactly who I am and you're trying to be one of the people who fake pump like you don't, like mm-hmm. that's rude. Like, you know that's rude in the industry to be like, who are you again? It's like, yeah. babe, we've had conversations.
At least pretend, even if you don't know.
I pretend like I will know somebody before what? I act like I know. I will
you
introduce.
You will be my best no, friend and I will never thing. Know where I met you at.
Right, and here's my thing. I will introduce myself before I'm like, who are you again?
Yeah.
Even if I literally don't know who you are, I will ask a friend. I will put context clues yeah. together. Like, but I will always be like, oh, hi, I'm Winter. Yeah. I will never just assume that somebody knows me at all. Like, I'm like, first of all, I know I'm not even up there like yeah. that. But like, also, I'm still a humble ass bitch. But yeah. but also, when you come to me, humble yourself. Like, because if you don't humble yourself, it's
like
it ain't
even that deep. Like, even when I met Cardi, she was like, hey, I'm Cardi.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, I know the you are.
But that's the thing, like, when you are a real person, like mm-hmm. yeah, you're gonna introduce yourself. But if it's like, bitch, we've had conversations and then your assistant just snitched and said y'all already know exactly who I yeah. am, like, I'm looking at you, why are you trying yeah. to fake pump? Yeah. Like, please don't play me. Like, I know you're older than me, you're trying to little girl me, like, whatever the case. But like, that's
would
why.
You say how old is she? Is she a
what, both of them?
No, the one in New York.
Oh, I don't know. Is she?
I don't know,
you were there. But IDK, it was just like some weird shit, but it wasn't that deep to me, but it always just makes you be like, y'all wag, you know?
Yeah, no, I've met a lot of celebrities along my way, but none of them have actually ever been rude to me at all. Yeah. I also never really cared about celebrities like that. I've met two celebrities that kind of like had me shook, and one was Beyonce, obviously. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. And the other one was Will Smith.
Oh, really?
And Will Smith was so chill and so cool. I don't have bad interactions with people. So that's why I'm like, I mean, I do have bad interactions with people, but I didn't have a bad interaction with him. I was like, shell-shocked. I was like, hey, Will Smith. He was like, what's up? And I was like, oh, my God.
You know the only celebrity that ever had me, like, a little bit whoop-deed? And this is so funny because I was in a party. This is years ago when, like, Dream Chasers was, like, lit. In a Dream Chaser party, it's, like, Meek Mill, Diddy, like, fucking, I don't know, Rick Ross. I don't know. Hella people was there. But keep in mind.
So many parties like
right
that.
Around. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all right there. I don't care about none of these people. Keep in mind, I've been around all these people. And then Marsha Ambrosia is in there from Flowetry.
That's so random.
And keep in mind, I grew up loving Erykah Badu, Flowetry, Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott. So I'm like, oh my God, is that Marsha? And I'm like, I'm around all these people and like everybody's like stuck on everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, she's from Flowetry. Yeah. Like, you know, so.
Yeah, that's how I felt when it was at one of those Diddy parties and I had seen everybody at Kobe, Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, like all of them. And mind you, living in LA, you do get to see these people randomly all the time. Like, I didn't see Chris Brown when I was like 22 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are normal things.
More than see Chris, but I mean, when you live in LA, you know.
Yeah, literally, Justin Bieber, all of them. Yeah. Like, it's like a thing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you have been around these people and it's like a normalcy to you. Mm-hmm. So, when you see, like, I don't know why Will Smith did it for me.
Yeah.
And of course, Beyonce is going to always do it. To this day, she'll always do it for me. But nobody else. When I met Queen Latifah, I was like, oh, that's Queen Latifah. That's cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like, you know? Yeah. It wasn't giving that.
That's funny. I think, and you know what's so funny? Like, as I've gotten older and like met so many people, like just living in Los Angeles, I've really realized I do not want to meet Erykah Badu. That is my favorite artist in the whole world. I don't want to meet her.
And if she doesn't like vibe with you or have
what if she don't like me? Like, you know, like, what if she don't like me? What if she's not who I expected her to be? Like, I mean, I don't know.
You hear mixed reviews about her?
No. I don't hear mixed reviews about her at all. Like, I don't hear mixed reviews at her when I hear anything about. Actually, I've heard some stories about her and I'm always like, that's a bad bitch right
there.
But I'm just like, I remember
when she wore them blue tights and that orange shirt to an award show. And she shut it down with blue tights on. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
She shut it down
with them tights on. I was like, you know you're a bad bitch when you have tights and a big t-shirt on.
I just don't want to meet anybody that I'm actually like, wow. Like, I love your music. If you're somebody whose music I can't give up, because I've dated people whose music I've loved. Like, I've done, and now it's like when I listen to music, I'm like, bitch, I don't want to hear
you. You know who's
shit.
Exactly who they are in real life? Rihanna. I loved her when I met her.
Says that.
Bro, Rihanna is exactly how she is in social media in person.
Rihanna is one person I have never met. I think we were at the club one time in the section next to each other, but I've never like met her.
I have a story about that too.
What?
Before I met her in a close personal setting, my friends from Louisiana had came in town. Uh-huh. Like, they weren't living out. Like, they didn't live out. I had been out here, like, 5-6 months. And, of course, I'm, like, taking them to all the hot spots. Mm-hmm. What was the spot? What spot was it? I forgot the name of the spot. But this was when she was, like, hanging out with, like, Kevin Durant and all of them. So they were in the table right next to us. Mm-hmm. And so my friends, straight from Louisiana, of course, love Rihanna.
Right.
They are taking pictures with the flash on.
No.
And I'm like,
you're like, please don't
please
do that.
Stop. Please don't do this. Out. Rihanna turned around and looked at them like this.
Yeah, you don't do that
anymore. And I'm like this. I'm like, I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry, Riri. Like, I'm literally like, my friends are literally like this, straight from Louisiana, taking pictures with the flash. I'm like, yo, she will curse us out. And then when you meet her in person, I'm like, oh, yeah, she will really curse you out.
That's funny. I've never met her in person, like, introduced or like been in a super close setting besides that, but that's like the club, that shouldn't be but I hear that all the time. Oh yeah, she says this aura about her. I'm like,
she
I
does
love that. I love
she
that
she really does like she really that. Does have an aura about her, and it's just like it's like this is Rihanna. It's like, you know, I'm always be me, but I was just like,
that's a bad bitch.
I was like, my joke's gonna be minimal because I don't know how to handle this.
I'm crying.
My insomnia.
Yeah, randomly, I know this is off subject, but you've been talking to me about your insomnia lately, and you never know who's dealing with it on the show.
Okay, this is actually very scary. Have you ever had, it's called, the technical term for it is sleep paralysis.
Yes.
How many times?
Many of times. I know all about it. I know about The Witch. I know about
everything. Yes, okay, so like, you know, like.
I have seen The Witch many a times.
Okay.
I have. I'm not joking.
No, I understand you. I know this. So, you know, they call it the devil, like the devil on your back, right?
No, they call it the witch on your chest.
They call it the devil on your back. They call it
the witch on your chest. No, they don't. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Google it.
Google it. The devil on your back. They mean the devil on your back, meaning that you can't move. That's what they call it.
Witch on your chest.
Devil on your back.
Sleep paralysis. Witch on
your back. On your back.
Look, y'all. It's witch on your chest, babe.
It means carrying troubles on your back or head due to witch constipation.
And that's not what the fuck it is.
Okay, no. It says
look at what I said. Look at what I just.
I can't read that from here. I'm DW with the bullshit. I can't read it. Sleep paralysis is an almost universal experience.
Stupid ass!
People and cultures all over have the. Okay, whatever. They say the devil on the back in the South. So the devil.
And they're wrong. It's called the witch on the chest because it is a folklore. Well, it's the truth because I've actually seen the witch. But it's when you fall asleep on your back, you get sleep paralysis, and then when you open your eyes, you will see the witch in your room.
See, that doesn't happen to me per se. I have definitely seen a this sounds actually insane, seen like a large figure. Mm-hmm. You know, but remember on episode like 13, I told y'all that my apartment got broken into.
Yeah.
And I, a man
How do you remember that?
Because I remember 13 was when I started being chill.
Oh.
And I remember rhythm was there. Like, it just was comfortable for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was just a comfortability level. And I started getting more, like, comfortable with the podcast. But I remember we were talking about that, and I would always see this figure before that. And sleep paralysis also, I was like, I got it yesterday.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
And I haven't had it in, like, years.
I'm sorry. I'm still a little drunk.
I know. Me too. This podcast is all over the place. I haven't had sleep paralysis in years.
Yeah.
And I recently had it yesterday, and it actually scared the fuck out of me.
Do you know what you do when you get sleep paralysis?
I yell, Jesus. That's what I yell, and it works. I swear to God, I yell.
How do you yell Jesus when you're
in
sleep
my
paralysis?
Head? I know in my head I'm like, Jesus, 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 devil off my back. I'm
devil off my back, and baby, the devil ain't even on your back. The witch is on your chest.
No, it's the devil on my back.
That's why you had the sleep paralysis for so long.
No, because Jesus works. It really works. When you say the name Jesus, my mom will tell you, she say, all you got to do is yell Jesus in your head, and it happens. I swear, what am I sounding too good?
Just laughing because it's funny. No, this is what you do when you have sleep paralysis, y'all. Go back to sleep. That's what I do. Because I used to try to fight it, and it would make it worse. And then I would, oh, my God, I remember one time.
Bro, feeling like you're paralyzed while yes. you're sleeping is insane.
I remember one time I had sleep paralysis so bad, I heard my mom yelling, Kayla, Kayla, wake up. Because my mom used to fucking do that when I was younger. Kayla, Kayla. And I heard my mother, and I could not wake up. I was like.
Wait, did you hear the saying incubus and succubus too?
Huh?
You don't know what that is? And you
what,
talk about a witch.
Succubus?
It's like a sexual demon.
Ew, what
yeah,
the
Yeah, they're
fuck?
Sexual, and that's what visits you, not me.
Visits me. No, I. You know what's crazy? I've been waking up on my back a lot lately, and I'm like, wow, thank God I haven't been getting sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I think it's when you fall asleep on your back.
No, but it's also because high levels of stress, and I have been stressed out lately. You know
About
what I'm saying?
What?
I started getting stressed because I don't got no job. I got fired on my day off. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. But literally,
How
I don't
know.
How did
you get fired on your day off?
I was stealing boxes.
Okay, so you're stressed, so now you have sleep paralysis.
So I had sleep paralysis again. I don't know. This is stupid.
Let's talk about you always undermining yourself.
What does that mean? I know what undermining means.
Never mind.
I know what undermining means, but do you think I always
like,
undermine
why
myself?
Why do you always, every time you talk about something, you're like, this is dumb. I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about this. Why am I talking about this?
You know why I do that?
Therapy session.
Because honestly, yeah, you sing while I'm trying to have a serious moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I sing?
You know what?
Podcast! Oh, you're trying to act like me?
No, you didn't say that.
You think it's funny?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I'm just kidding. You know why I undermine myself?
How about you calm the f*** down?
Ooh, you feeling salty.
No, how about you quit talking about yourself like that?
No, because honestly, to me, I don't feel like things be that deep. And, like, I will talk about them because I have to talk about them here. But you know me. I really don't make big issues about a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just, like, when I have to, like, say these things on here, it's just, to me, it's, like, I've reached my pivot of pretending that I care that much. And it's just very hard for me to keep going. And I'm being completely honest with you.
I understand. I completely get it. Sometimes I'm having a full-blown conversation with somebody and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, that is literally how I feel. It's not undermining that's myself. It's just really like I am done with the conversation.
That's why I think we're both autistic.
Speak for yourself.
I know. I really genuinely do. I think we're on the spectrum.
That became a thing literally within the last, since TikTok came around. Nobody was talking about being on the spectrum.
I already knew that before.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I never heard it.
Because I don't tell you things because you judge me. I'm just kidding.
I have never judged a day in my... One thing I will say about myself, and I will never undermine, is that you could tell me any goddamn thing.
All right. Can I tell you something that I've been really holding back? Oh, a burp.
What? Tell me something.
All right, but you can't get mad.
I won't get upset.
Do you promise?
Yeah.
Because you wore brown today, and you know that brown...
Okay, we don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about it.
Every time you wear brown...
We get into an argument.
Are you sure?
Yeah, tell me.
Because this is something that's really been bothering me.
Okay, tell me.
Are you sure? It's bad.
Tell me.
I just kidding, nothing. Oh. Did I worry you?
No. Because I knew you were going to say, I knew you were going to do something stupid. I knew it was going to be something. So I'm like, we haven't done anything crazy lately.
No, we haven't. Well, we did. I mean, we've done crazy fun stuff.
Yeah, but nothing crazy nothing like bad. That. Do we have any advice?
Here's my advice.
Bye, you guys. We love you. Thank you for tuning into another episode. We know we're all over the place. We're not drinking before an episode again. Sorry. We love you. Tune into our Patreon where we have multiple new videos. Oh, and don't forget to check out our merch. We still have some merch in line for you. So check that out as well. Love you. Bye.